Jeremy Idol back with you in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. The Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by Meijer, proud hometown partner of the Detroit Tigers. In Cleveland, the Tigers defeating the Guardians by a score of 3-0 thanks to a Javier Baez third-inning home run. It was a bullpen day for Detroit. Holton, Lucas, Fiedo, Foley, Chafin, and Miller all combining today for a scoreless defeat of the first-place Cleveland Guardians today. San Diego and Washington was in a delay early, an hour and 16 minutes that lasted after they just got underway in the first inning. Certainly worth the wait, at least for Padres fans, as Dylan Cease threw a no-hitter. He gave up 3 walks while striking out 9. The 28-year-old tosses just his second no-hitter in San Diego history. Baltimore jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the third against the Marlins. Colton Cowser a big part of it with a 3-run blast. It didn't hold, though. Miami scoring 5 runs between the 8th and 9th to eventually tie the game at 6. It went to extras. The Orioles would win it, though, in the 10th. Ryan Mountcastle driving in the winning run in the top of the inning, snapping a short slide there for Baltimore. Texas and one of the worst teams in the big leagues, the Chicago White Sox, battling right now. They're in the bottom of the 5th inning. Texas has Max Scherzer on the mound, leading 2-1. Scherzer's gotten through 5, allowing just 3 hits and 1 run, striking out 7. For the White Sox, it's Cannon on the mound. He's limited the runs, but he's given up 8 hits through 4 thus far. Giants at the Dodgers coming up in just a few minutes at 4:10. That's a big one for their ace, who's returning, Clayton Kershaw, making a season debut after shoulder surgery as well. 7:10 is the Braves and Mets. Chris Sale will battle Luis Severino. New York coming off a 2-game sweep of the Yankees, while the Braves look to snap a 4-game losing streak. A's and Angels in Anaheim at 9:38. LA still playing without Mike Trout. He began a rehab yesterday, but then was sent right back to Anaheim with knee soreness. Stick around. Dan Dickerson and Bobby Scales give their final thoughts on this one on the Detroit Tigers Radio Network. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, today's recap is brought to you by the Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Visit a showroom today for exceptional offers. I'm Jeremy Otto. Tyler Holton was the opener for the Tigers as he faced Justin Steele. Holton continued his dominance, working a 1-2-3 first. He was then lifted for Kenta Maeda in the second, but the game still tied at zeros. Maeda quickly surrendered 3 singles, and then this bomb dropped with 2 down.
Maeda deals this one, lifted in the air left field, going back on the ball at Baez. He will turn around and watch it leave. First pitch swinging on a 4-seamer up and inside. Amaya turns on it. It's a grand slam for the Cubs, and the Cubs take a 4-0 lead here in the second inning.
The Cubs added on to that 4-0 lead in the next inning. Once again, the bases were loaded, this time with no outs. A ground ball played to Cody Bellinger to make it 5-0. The Tigers secured an out at the plate, an additional grounder to limit the damage to 1. The 4 saw Chicago score run number 6. That was a Cody Bellinger RBI single. Maeda ended up lasting 5 innings, giving up 9 hits and 6 earned runs in total. Kind of uncharacteristic. That's the most he's given up since entering the pen. Maeda, going into the day, had given up just 9 total earned runs in 24 innings in his bullpen work, where he's been that majority non-starter, if you will, out of the pen. In the top of the 7th, the Tigers finally got on the board.
Spencer Torkelson puts one in the air to left. Happ going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! Touch them all time, Spencer Torkelson. That's number 5 for Torque, and the Tigers are on the scoreboard here in the 7th inning.
And more importantly, his first home run in the big lead since May 26th. 6-2 Tigers at that point. The Cubs said they weren't going to wait for the Tigers to come back in this one, though. They added 4 more insurance runs in the bottom of the 7th, all with 2 outs, to make it 9-2 and then 10-2. It was a Crow Armstrong 2-RBI double, along with a Dansby Swanson single. Miguel Amaya wasn't done scoring runs. He played another one. The run was out at the plate, the second one. So 10-2 would be the final score in the end. 10 runs off 13 hits and no errors for the Cubs. 2 runs off 5 hits and no errors for the Tigers. Chicago wins 2 out of 3 to win the series at Wrigley. Look around the MLB when we get back right here on the Detroit Tigers Radio Network.